planning the presentation, I chose to go around at a more general level. You'll see that this could get highly detailed, and if you are very interested in prostate cancer decision making, I'd be glad to fill you in later, but the direction that we're going at is rather general. This is a large community participatory-based project. We have a group working with African American men in South Carolina. We have a group working with Hispanic men in El Paso. For some reason, I'm in San Antonio, and we have, so it's spread out across the country, and these are some of our research staff and community partners. This is a focus of concept mapping in relation to decision making about prostate cancer screening, and this is an area that has got a great deal of uncertainty. So while some people would say every man in the eligible age range should be screened and others would say not, there is agreement that men should make an informed decision based on information about the pros and cons of screening and consistent with the man's own values. So our objective was to find out more toward developing a conceptual framework for informed decision making. And we are working in kind of an innovative context of being in non-clinical settings. Most of the work in this area has taken place in clinical settings. So we're using concept mapping. This is a participatory method that combines qualitative and quantitative techniques, and it produces a graphical representation that can then be a spur to additional planning and evaluation. So we use concept mapping to try and find out what men see about informed decision making. The general sequence of steps is to generate statements related to the topic, in this case informed decision making, to then have participants sort and rate those statements. You do a statistical analysis of that sorting and rating products, and then you have concept maps that can be interpreted and made use of. So in our case, breaking down the steps, we have the generation of the statements. Instead of having people do brainstorming, we used key informant interviews. And so we would take a statement, you know, where they go, you know, the men really would like to know more about where to get prostate cancer screening tests. And we boil it down into know where to get prostate cancer tests, you know. So we were taking these long statements and generating them into short statements that could be more easily processed. The key informants represented diverse community sectors. And when we got done with our editing process, we had 69 statements that we put on cardstock about the size of a business card. The sorting was done by participants who represent men in our age group. So we're talking about, oh, say in the 40s for African American men, up to 70, and 50 to 70 for Hispanic men. And they were responding to the prompt of, in order to make an informed decision about prostate cancer, I need, and then they had these 69 statements that they sorted into as many piles as they wanted to, based on similarity and meaning. And I don't know, if you've seen some of these community projects, you can picture some of them in church basements on kindergarten tables making their sorting piles. In addition to the sorting process, they also rated statements for their importance for making an informed decision. So a statement that was rated as a 5 was seen as very important for informed decision, and those rated as 1 were not so important for informed decision making. Then, the sorting process is the basis for a binary symmetric matrix for each participant. So if statement 1 and 2 are together, 1 and 2 get a 1. If they're not together, they get a 0. This was then analyzed using a proprietary product called Concept System. The first stage is to do a multidimensional scaling of the sortings so that those things that are, those statements that are similar tend to come up in the same area of the map. On top of that, you overlay a hierarchical cluster analysis of the scaling results, and then you have an interpretation process. So we had regular community men doing the sorting and rating, and we had our large research team doing the interpretation. The stress value was 0.32, which is kind of an acceptable level. We picked a 10-cluster solution, and we combined the maps of African American and Hispanic men because they were very highly correlated with one another. And these are our participants. You can see that they are somewhat different, especially in terms of the income level of the Texas Hispanic men and the South Carolina men. And this is our labeled concept map. So the digits are just statement numbers, and if you are very interested in that, I can tell you more about that. And the cluster labels are what we applied to them. And I'll just let you see, get a sort of sense of what it looks like. And then I'm going to talk about what were viewed as the most important clusters. We can go back to that again as needed. So the most important clusters was one that we labeled what to know. Sounds pretty good for, you know, what do we need for informed decision making, what to know. And this included statements like where to get screened, know what the prostate is, know what your PSA numbers are, items like that. The second very important cluster we labeled weighing pros and cons. And this has got a mix of positive and negative statements. So this is not rocket science here. But so things like, consider how important screening is for my peace of mind, which is kind of like a pro statement. Consider whether my risk is high. So this is a man thinking about what they might need to consider in making the decision. Believing that men should participate in the decision, thinking that it actually is a decision, for example. Another important cluster is we called hear from my physician. So having your physician's support for informed decision making, being able to ask questions of that physician. I like this one, trusting physicians to be true to the patient's interests. That's kind of like what Nicole was referring to when she was talking about trust. But these clusters are not just about knowledge. So one cluster we labeled support, and that's having your wife be supportive of informed decision making, or hearing about screening from your church. And another cluster that we labeled sharing perspectives. When the African American groups talked about it, they often referred to this as witnessing. So this would be like hearing from other cancer survivors about prostate cancer screening, sharing information with others, kind of a sense of social responsibility for information, you know, a community sharing of information. And as I said, you know, we could go back and we could talk about any of these items, but it shows some of the important informational areas and some of the important social areas, and this is a mix. I'm going to talk now about the method. We found this to be a useful process because it gives focus to qualitative information. So while we have a great deal of qualitative information, we also have focus group information as well as the key informant interviews, this gets down to it quicker. And it is in some ways crisper. And while we don't have to agree with it wholeheartedly, it gives us a balance between some of our other qualitative information. We modified the usual sequence, as I mentioned, by building on existing interviews, and we think that this adds depth to the generative process of coming up with the statements. So in terms of what we got out of this, we identified important themes in relation to informed decision making. It provided us with additional background for a conceptual framework that we used in constructing interventions to support informed decision making about prostate cancer screening. It gives us detailed information about what men want to know about informed decision making. We got a sense that in contrast to some of the clinical work on informed decision making, that it's very important to also emphasize the social relationships that surround the process of informed decision making. Now, if you are not a person that's very interested in prostate cancer decision making, and you may not be and still be in this room, we think it can be applied to other complex topics in public health. So we want to present this as a potential useful methodological strategy. Okay, thank you. Well, it's actually rather inductively derived. So we have these statements, 69 statements about prostate cancer-informed decision-making, and they put together the ones that they think are important. Now, one thing we learned, of course, is some of the clusters are not important. I can go back to that map. So, for example, this one that we call drawbacks had a lot about things, like how embarrassing and painful the DRE is and things like that. And they viewed this as being not important. So we also learned about what things were not important. We listened to what they had to say about it. So, for example, when we ask people, what race are you? They give us an answer and we accept it. So here, we ask them, what is informed decision making to you? They give us an answer and we accept it and make decisions based on it. So it was not, we didn't tell them what informed decision making is and then decide what they say fit. We said, tell us about informed decision making, and then we moved from there. Oh, I think it was him, right?
Yeah. Okay. What's your results from this tool? What are you actually looking to increase?
Okay. So we have developed, this is like one piece of what we put into developing an intervention. Our intervention is taking place in small groups. In South Carolina, it's being delivered as part of a missionary conference of Baptist churches. And they have supportive information to help men make their own informed decisions.
And how would you present that to them, which I think you may need to consider when they're thinking about staying?
I think that could be a con.
A
con, as in pros and cons, that'd be
okay,
a con. Okay. And in the intervention, all we can do is to try and raise the issues. In evaluating it, we can say what we can ask men whether that decisional regret is there. In the time frame that we're talking about, we are not likely to see men who are directly experiencing decisional regret.
The reason why I asked you that is because if they're not really informed about that, if they have a screening, okay, and some men, may find cancer, but the cancer may never affect them, so they may have a biopsy, and then they may get a false positive. And then they may have an operation and they have all these negative side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And the cancer would have never bothered them. So if they're not informed up front that could be a possibility, then to me that's not...
If those things were not so, there would not be a need for informed decision making.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. One more. Sir?
Yeah, I don't recall you describing the screening tests. Did you do that earlier?
No, I did not. The two screening tests that are used, is there's the prostate-specific antibody, which is a blood-based test, and the digital rectal exam, which is a physical examination. Those are the two tests that are used.
And did you mention a while ago that the digital was not something that's of particular concern, because that would find based on what I've seen and experienced with African American?
Well, let me tell you what they, like, one of the things they did, they had these piles, and they put a rubber band over them, and they put a label on them, and there were so these little notes about why they put things together. And one of them, I remember one pile, and it was talking about how digital rectal examinations are painful or embarrassing or an insult to manhood or whatever it was. And they said, what difference does this make if you're going to die? You know, and so they were saying that for them, they hoped that this would not be an issue that would be considered in making an informed decision, that they thought that an informed decision should be able to wipe out those sorts of drawbacks.
That's what they thought.
But the reality may be that there's more, that informed is fine, but informed is not the only thing that's going on in life.
This gentleman has a burning point to make, but it may go along with.
I don't think that I would tell my people that are making the ratings that they need to sort through their piles again. Thank you.